Welcome to all those joining us for the Likutei Halachos today, Isru Chag, the day after the holiday of Pesach. In Chutz Laretz, outside of Israel, it's Achron Shel Pesach, but for us here in Eretz Yisrael, it's Isru Chag. And we're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Hilchas Birchas Horeach, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Lamed Dalet. The Shir today is dedicated for a complete Refuah Shelema for all those that need it. We were in the middle of a very interesting, significant topic about the incredible importance of attaching oneself and connecting to the tzaddik emes of your generation, of our generation, and also what we receive from Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai and how these two work together. So Rav Nosson Zal had put tremendous emphasis in the past shir or two that we were learning about connecting to the tzaddik emes of our generation. Now in paragraph Lamed Dalet, he asks, Ach im Kain, based on the tremendous emphasis that we put on connecting on the tzaddik of your generation, L'choira Koshe, there seems to be a question, Ma po'alu ha-tzaddikim o'amitim shehoyu b'chol ha-doyroi shelofaneinu? What was accomplished by all of the true tzaddikim of previous generations, shechibru sforim kedoshim beruach hakodesh shelahem, who authored holy sforim with their ruach hakodesh, with their divine spirit of Hashem, hakol kedei lahamshech emuna boilam, and the most important purpose for all of these sforim was to bring faith in Hashem into the world. An additional question, what did we accomplish with the clarification of emuna that we received at the time of Matan Torah on Har Sinai? Since you're telling me and you're emphasizing that we need the tzaddik emes of our generation, so what was accomplished before? Ach be'emes, shneim ke'echod toivim. Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, if a person has both of these, then it's good. Ki bevadai ikar birur ho'emuna shebechol dor vador, hu'alidei ha'tzadik ve'emes shebo'isayador. Most definitely, the main clarification and perfection of emuna in each and every single generation is accomplished by the true tzaddik of that generation. And this is why we have to make every effort to come close to the tzaddik of our generation. Ach, however, habaldovor nizgare bozer hatzadik moed. The Yetzohara tries very, very hard to battle that tzaddik. Umizgaber b'chol dor v'dor l'rachek esoilo mizeh hatzadik. And the Yetzohara puts every effort he possibly can into causing the people of the generation to be distant from the tzaddik of their generation. Al yidei goydel ha-kushyos v'ha-machloikes shemar bolov. As a result of the many questions that the Yetzohara puts into people's minds and hearts about the tzaddik, where they question whether he really is a tzaddik and whether he's so effective. And the machlokes, the opposition that the Yetzirah tries very hard to arouse against this true tzaddik. Asher al kein tzrichin lechapeis ulevakesh moed es hatzaddik oemes. And this is why there's so much effort needed. A person has to try so hard to search for and to seek out the true tzaddik of their generation. Vezeu bechinas goydel shevach mailas kedushas kabolas haTorah. And this also explains the incredible significance and importance of us receiving the Torah on Har Sinai. Asher Hashem Yisborach chomol aleinu, whereby Hashem had pity on us. V'nosan lanu es toirosoi hakdosh al yei Moshe Rabbeinu ne'aman beisoi, and Hashem gave us His holy Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the trustworthy servant of Hashem. Keshem Yisborach Roya Es Hanoilad, because Hashem sees into the future. V'ro b'chochmosoi shemizgabrim azeponim b'choldor v'dor shecholkim ala tzadik emesh b'choldor. Hashem saw with his great wisdom that in each and every single generation there would be people who have tremendous chutzpah and would oppose the true tzaddik of the generation. Umastirin umalimimoisoi, and they hide, they cause him to be hidden and unknown. Umarchikin esoilomimenu, and they cause people to be distant from this tzaddik. Ukishein zoichin liskarev la tzaddik oemes, ein zoichin lehemuna kanal. And if the people are not successful in coming close to the true tzaddik of their generation, then they're not zoicha to the quality of emuna that we're speaking about. Vim kein chas v'sholom yachzor ho'ilam l'soyu v'avoyu. And if the emuna is weak, then chas v'sholom the world can return to complete emptiness. Hashem can destroy the whole world. Ki ein ho'ilam miskayim elo al yidei emuna v'kanal. Because the world exists only with emuna. There's a pasuk, v'chol ma'aseyu be'emuna, all of Hashem's creations with emuna. And we know the foundation of the whole Torah is emuna. Al kein, therefore, Hashem yisborach berachamov hikdim refu lamako. Hashem, with his great kindness, prepared the cure before the illness. V'nosan lanu es toirosoy hatmima al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. And he gave us his complete Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, v'oz zochu Yisrael kulam l'ruach hakodesh. And then, on Har Sinai, when we received the Torah, all of us were zoche to this ruach hakodesh, to connect with the divine spirit of Hashem. Ad shenizbarer hamedame etzlam b'shleimus gadol, to the point where we achieved a major, major birur hamedame, a major clarification of the medame, the confusion that exists in this world. Ad shezochu kulam oz lemuna shlema, to the point where all of Klal Yisrael, at that time, when we received the Torah, achieved a very high level of emuna. V'yaf al pi shashem yisborach yoda, she'achar kach yizgaber habaldovor, al yidei armimusov. And although Hashem knew that after receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, the Yetzirah would work very hard with all of his shrewdness and trickery, v'yirtze lekalkel gam ezeh chas v'shalom, and will want to damage the incredible success that we achieved when we received the Torah on Har Sinai, that incredible high level of emuna and bir hamedame, kasher osa be'emes, which is what the Yetzirah actually did. Shehizgaber acharkach b'maisah ha'egel, the Yetzirah rose up and caused Klal Yisrael to get involved in making the golden calf. She'oz chozar v'nimshach zuamas hanochash boilam, which caused a repeat performance of that tumor of the original snake, which the snake injected into mankind at the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and that tumor stopped. It was eliminated when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, but unfortunately it was reactivated when we got involved in the sin of the golden calf. Shehu bilbul hamedame. That tumah of the snake means the confusion of medame, the lack of clarity and faith in Hashem. Ve'yef shelavarer ulesakein zois hazuama kiyim al yidei hatzadikim amitim shebechol dor v'dor. And it's impossible for us to refine and correct that the harmful effects of that tumah without the assistance of the true tzaddikim of each and every generation. Sheheim mevararim hamedame. They are the ones who refine and correct the medame. Shehu bechinas birur mizua masanochash, which means refining and purifying us from the tumah of the snake. And the true tzaddikim in each and every generation repair and correct the damage, that was caused by the sin of the Egel in each and every generation. And they draw faith into the world. The im kain, so now if that's the case, ma poal kel bebirur hoemuna shezika oisana bekabolas haTorah. What did Hashem accomplish with the clarification of emuna that we achieved at the time of Kabbalas haTorah on Har Sinai? Me'achar she'soif kol soif tzrichin la'tzaduk emes she'b'chol dor daika. Since you're telling me that the bottom line is we need the true tzaddik of each and every generation, she'ikar hu emuna tluya boy, where the main success in faith in Hashem of the Jewish people is dependent on the tzaddik of every generation. So then what was accomplished on Har Sinai? Rav Nosson Zal explains, ach adarabba. However, it's just the opposite of what you're thinking. You're thinking that nothing was accomplished on Har Sinai. There was something very, very big that was accomplished there. Zehu be'emes niflois tomim deim. This is the incredible wonders of Hashem's wisdom. Kalidei goydel ha'kedusha shenimshach aleinu b'kabolas haTorah. As a result of the great holiness that the Jewish people received on Har Sinai, al yidei ze anu zoichin limtzoyes hatzadik b'chol dor v'dor uleskar eveilov. That's what gives us the ability to find the true tzaddik in each and every generation and to come close to him. Ki lulei kabolas haTorah chas v'shalom lo yhayinu zoichin klal leheskar ev latzadik emes shebador. Because were it not for the great light that we received and the great boost of emuna that we received at the time of Matan Torah, we would not be able to come close to the true tzaddik of each and every generation, machmas goydel hisgabrus so azei ponim, because of the great power of the people that have chutzpah in each and every generation, hacholkim olav, who oppose the true tzaddik, and they hide his light, they block his light from being able to be seen by Klal Yisrael. Aval al yidei kabolas haTorah zochinu shenizbarer hamedame. However, as a result of receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, we were zoche to achieve a certain level of birur hamedame. Vizochinu leemuna shlema kol kach, and we were zoche to such a powerful boost of faith, at shafilu acharkach kishizgabra baldover ubilbel huemun al demaiso egel, so that afterwards, even though the Yetzirah damaged the emuna as a result of the golden calf, afal pike nishara horishimu, there still remained with us an imprint of that emuna. And that's what gives us the ability to search for the true tzaddik in each and every generation, and to come close to him. And were it not for our receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, we wouldn't have the power at all and the ability to search for the tzaddik and to come close to him, machmas goydel hisgabrus so aze ponim shebedor, because of the power, the great power of those people who have chutzpah in each and every single generation, hacholken olav, who oppose the true tzaddik, umarchiken es ha'oila mimenu, and cause the general population to be far from the true tzaddik.
How is it possible that the Am Yisrael was close to Moshe Rabbeinu before getting the Torah?
Rav Nosson Zal is going to address that in the next few pages. He's going to speak about what existed before the Torah was given on Har Sinai. We're going to see that the Gemara tells us that there were tzaddikim in every generation, such as Avram Avinu, who were able to fulfill the Torah before it was given officially on Har Sinai. Each and every single Jew is supposed to Know that there is a leading tzaddik in every generation. When we learn the basics of Yiddishkeit, when we learn Chumash, we read about Adam HaRishon, we read about Noach, we read about Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We see clearly that in each and every generation there are tzaddikim and there is a leading tzaddik. And each and every Jew has a mission to search for this tzaddik and to try to come close to him. Until a person finds that tzaddik, we're supposed to try to come close to all tzaddikim and to respect all Talmidei Chachamim and to try to glean as much as we can from them. But there definitely is this mission of searching for the tzaddik of the generation. A question that's asked by many people, who is the leading tzaddik today, according to Breslov? The answer is, it's not me. We don't necessarily know who it is, unfortunately. During the time that my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld was living, his opinion, he stated very, very clearly at different times, when his Rebbe Rav Avram Sternhartz, Rabbi Avram Kochav Lev was living, Rav Rosenfeld was very emphatic in his faith that he was the living tzaddik of the generation. When Rav Avram Sternhartz passed away, Rav Rosenfeld searched and he came to the conclusion that the next person with that title was Reb Elio Chaim Rosen, Zichron Levracha. Unfortunately, both Rav Rosenfeld and Reb Elio Chaim passed away within a year of each other, about 40 years ago. And I don't necessarily know who is the true tzaddik of this generation. I know that Baruch Hashem, I believe, that in Breslov there are wonderful Talmidei Chachamim, Oivdei Hashem, people who are on a very, very high level, and I try to maintain a quality, close relationship with those people. Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'zehu kiner mitzvah v'toira oir v'derech chayim toichachois musar. This is a pasuk in Mishle, chapter 6. Hainu shehatoira v'hamitzvois heim bechinas oir v'ner she'al yodom yesh lanu koyach l'chapes es hatzadik l'scharevelov. What this pasuk is telling us, that the Torah and its mitzvois are like a candle and the light of the candle, which we use to search for the tzaddik, to whom to come close to in our generation. Ki yisoid ho'emuna shenishar olanu mimatan Torah, because that foundation, that solid foundation of faith that remained with the Jewish people from the time that we received the Torah on Har Sinai, even though it was damaged, it was pounded many times by the Egel HaZohov and by many other mistakes that were made, but still, that basic emuna that was implanted in us and remained with us from the time of Matan Torah, Shehivtiach Hashem Yisborach LaMoshe, whereby Hashem promised Moshe Rabbeinu, V'gam Becho Yaminu Lo'olam, that this whole incredible, magnificent event that took place at Har Sinai was all about implanting faith in the Jewish people, faith in Hashem, and also in Moshe Rabbeinu, V'gam Becho, and also in you. And Rashi HaKodesh points out on those words, V'gam, also, that the also comes to include all the leading tzaddikim in subsequent generations. V'chol tzaddik amiti shebechol dor v'dor hu b'chinas Moshe. Because every single true tzaddik of every generation is an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu. Al yidei yisoid ho'emuna hazois, yesh lanu koyach l'chapeis u'levakesh es hatzaddik le'meskanal. It's with this solid foundation of emuna, this solid base, that we have the ability and the power to search for the true tzaddik of our time. And this is why the pasuk concludes, "V'derech chayim toichachois musar." Ki hatzadik nikro chayim. We know that the tzadik is called chayim, alive. Kama yisham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, tzadikim afilu b'misasam kruyim chayim. Tzadikim, not only while they're living, but even after they pass away, they are called living, alive. It's brought that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, right now we're in the middle of Sfiras Omer. Last night was 7 days in the Omer, so we're going forward. We're looking forward to the holiday of Pesach Sheni that's coming up, and the holiday of Lag BaOmer, which is when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal passed away. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the last words off his mouth, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, when he was speaking to his students, he quoted a pasuk in Tehillim, Kishom Tzivo Hashem Es Habrocha Chaim. And when he said the word Chaim, his soul left him at the word Chaim, signifying the fact again that the tzaddik is very much alive. He is the life of the world. V'zehu kiner mitzvah v'toyrah or v'derech chayim. Shehatoyrah v'hamitzvah heim or v'ner lohoyer lanu haderech levakesh v'limtzoy esat tzadik emes shenikro chayim. Now Rav Nosal shows us the flow in this pasuk, that the Torah and its mitzvahs are like a candle and the light of a candle to shine for us a path by which to seek and find the true tzaddik, who is called Chaim. V'zehu v'derech Chaim, shehatorah meira lanu haderech lehiskarev letzaddik oemes shenikra Chaim. The pasuk is teaching us that the Torah shines for us a path to upon which to go on to come close to the true tzaddik, who is called Chaim. Towards the beginning of Tehillim, where the pasuk speaks about Moshiach, and the pasuk there says, Chaim shoal mimcha, he requested life from you, he asked for life, and Hashem gave him life. And it's brought that the words Chaim shoal mimcha, he asked for life, the first letters are Mem Shin Ches of the word Moshiach. And we know that the word Chaim has a double yud. It's written with two yuds. It could actually, one yud alone would be enough. So the extra yud there is the yud of the word Moshiach. That Moshiach is the tzaddik who requests life from Hashem. Because again, the tzaddik is the one who is truly alive, who knows what living and life is really all about. We know that the Torah is called life. Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Bo, it's a tree of life. Tfila is called life. Tfilo Lokel Chayoi, davening Tashem is my life. And the tzaddik is the one who has succeeded to the highest level in Torah and Tfila and being connected best to the source of all life, which is Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal continues, again clarifying this pasuk in Mishle that he quoted. V'derech Chaim Toichechois Musar. And now connecting this to chapter 8 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this entire halacha is based on. Kalidei Hatzadik Zoichen Le'emuna. It's through the tzaddik that the Jewish people are zoiche to real faith. Shalidei Zeh Yechidish Oilem Shalosid, which is what will lead to the new world of the future. By which will be zoche to that special song that Hashem will initiate in the future, shehu koil hamoichia haroi, which is the voice of the tzaddik who knows how to rebuke people properly. Kimavura Bahatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very clearly in that chapter on the Likutei Imran, chapter 8, Ayin Shom. Rabbeinu Zal connects the beginning of that chapter on the Likutei Imran, which speaks about giving the proper type of rebuke, with the latter part of that chapter on the Likutei Imran, where he speaks about the Chiddush HaOlam of the future and that special song of the future. And Rabbeinu Zal shows how the tzaddik, who knows how to rebuke and reprimand the Jews properly, his voice, his words of rebuke, are that special song of the future. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran for more clarity on this. V'zehu v'derech chayim toichachos musar kanal. Through the Torah, we are zoicha to come close to the tzaddik, who is called Chaim. Shehu b'madrega gavoya kol kach, who is on so high a level, at sheyesh loy koyach lohichiach es Yisrael, to the point where this tzaddik knows how to and is qualified to reprimand and rebuke the Jewish people. Shezeo bechinas toichachos musar. This is the proper kind of toichacha. Ki ze hatzadik oemes, sheyesh loy ruach hakoidesh, sheyesh loy koyach levarer hamedame ve'emuna kanal, because this true tzaddik, who has the divine spirit of Hashem, who has the ability to refine and correct the medame completely, and to give the Jewish people real, solid, complete faith. Hu zoiche lekoil hanigun shiyisar lo'asid. This tzaddik is zoiche to the sound of that beautiful song of the future. Shayidei zeh yesh loy koyach loyichiach es Yisrael. And this is what enables him to give that sweet reprimand, that sweet rebuke to Klal Yisrael, which invigorates us, it motivates us, it inspires us to want to correct our mistakes and to want to come close to Hashem. K'moy shekosuv shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, look over there. Any questions, please? The question being asked, the true tzaddik's rebuke is in the form of a song. It doesn't have to be a song necessarily. We know Dovra Melech says, Zmiroi Soyeli Chukecha, that Hashem's teachings were a song. And we know that the entire book of Tehillim is based on the 10 types of song. But we're saying here that just like a song is something that invigorates people, it warms the heart, it elevates a person, so too the rebuke of the tzaddik has the qualities of a song. Not the chas v'shalom, the negative, harmful, destructive things that are brought about when a person gives the wrong type of rebuke, chas v'shalom. Paragraph Lamed Hey. And based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand what the Gemara tells us and the Medrash tells us on the Pasuk Dovor Tziva Le'elef Doyer. Hashem gave us the Torah, He commanded us the Torah for 1,000 generations. And the Gemara says, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu rotza litenes haTorah Le'elef Doyrois. Hashem wanted to give the Torah after 1,000 generations. V'ro she'ein hoylo niskayim, but Hashem saw that the world cannot exist for such a long time without the Torah. Omad unesono le'esrim v'shisha doiros. So He went ahead and gave the Torah after 26 generations. V'tof tof kufayin dalid, whereas those other 974 generations, doros, omad ushesolon b'chol dor v'dor. Hashem took those people and He planted them in each and every single generation. He put some of them in each and every generation. V'hein hein azei ponim shabador. And they are the people that have chutzpah in each and every single generation. Again, those people who unfortunately oppose the tzaddik, oppose tzaddikim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'lechoyre zeh ho'inyin tamu amoid. This Gemara, this Medrash, seems to be very, very difficult to understand. Number one, Me'ikara my sovar. What did Hashem think in the beginning? When you said his original thought was to give the Torah after 1,000 generations. How in the world did Hashem think the world will be able to exist without Torah, for such a long time. Halei kol olam lo nivra ela bishvil haTorah. We know that the entire world was created only for the sake of Torah. Kama sham Rabbi Senezal, as the Medrash says, v'gam lefi divrei Rabbi Senezal, and in addition, based on the words of our rabbis, nireh shemach mashashim isborach ro, shadoyrois heim rishoim, v'lo yuchal hoylam leskayim al yodam, based on what we quoted earlier, it seems that what the rabbis are saying, that originally Hashem thought he could wait for 1,000 generations, but he saw that the people are going to be so bad, there are going to be such rishoim, and the world will not be able to exist, al kain miher losei sesatoyer lesrim v'shisha doyres. Therefore, he expedited things, he sped things up, and he gave the Torah after 26 generations. Question. Aval im hoyu hadoyrois tzadikim uksherim, hoyem kayim achshav toy la'akev nesin satorah, the elef Torah? If it were different, if the truth were that all of those 1,000 generations were tzadikim, were good people, then Hashem would have delayed giving the Torah for 1,000 generations? It seems difficult to understand this. Ki ipcha mistavra. It's logically, it seems just the opposite. Ki haTorah ruya shetinosein letzadikim. It would seem to make sense that the Torah should be given to tzadikim, who will study the Torah and observe the Torah. V'im kein, and if that's the case, im hoyu hadoyrois tzadikim. If those 1,000 generations would have been righteous people, pshita shehoyoroi shetinosein lematorah miyad, it would seem to make sense and that Hashem should have given the Torah on day one, right away in the beginning. Umipnei ma hoya bedaita shel Hashem isborach tchila la'akev nesina satoira kol kach ad elef Torah. So what was Hashem's original thought in saying that originally Hashem thought that he'll wait to give the Torah after 1,000 generations. Why? Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ach be'emes. However, the truth is, on Uroyim we see, sheyesh tzadikim amitim gedolim kol kach, shehoyu yoidim lavoides Hashem yisborach, ulekayim kol haTorah kula, afilu im loy nitna. We see that they were true tzaddikim who were on such a high level that they were capable of serving Hashem and fulfilling the entire Torah even before it was given officially, publicly, on Har Sinai. K'may shereinu ovoi so'ilam, she'ovdu es Hashem yisborach v'kimu es kol haTorah kulat sh'loi nitna, as we find about the ovois, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, that they served Hashem and they fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given officially on Har Sinai. K'may sham Rabbi Senzal b'mishnah, as the Gemara points out in Kiddushin and in Yuma, the Gemara says, motzinu she'kiyem Avram Avinu es kol haTorah, we find that Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given publicly. And most definitely, in every single generation, there are tzaddikim who are on that kind of level, who had the ability to fulfill the Torah even before it was given publicly on Har Sinai. As it says in the Medrash Rabbah, that there isn't a generation that doesn't have a tzaddik like Avram Avinu. Therefore, with these kinds of tzaddikim, the world definitely could have existed without Hashem giving the Torah officially and publicly on Har Sinai. Ki elu hatzadikim hayu moirim lanu es haderech b'chol dor v'dor. Because these tzadikim would teach us and guide us in each and every generation. V'hayu mamshichim oleinu meiruach hakodesh shelohem. And these tzadikim would draw upon us some of their ruach hakodesh, that holy divine spirit of Hashem, Levareres hamedame shelanu, to help us clarify and refine our medame. Vayidei zeh hoyu memshichim hemunak deshe boilam, and by doing this, They would draw holy faith into the world, Shezeh Iker Kiyum Hoylam, which is the main thing that keeps the world alive. V'alkein, and therefore, Rotza Hashem Yisborach La'akev Nesinas HaTorah Ad Elev Doer. Hashem originally wanted to delay giving the Torah for 1,000 generations. V'hoinyan, what is this really all about? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. As a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon, that tumma of the snake was injected into the world, shehu bilbul hamedame, bilbul hoemuna, which is the confusion of medame, the confusion about faith in Hashem. Utzrichin levarer hazuama b'chol dor v'dor, and we need to refine and purify ourselves from that tumma of the snake in each and every generation. V'zois hazuama loitis bara betachlis hashleimos azman bila hamoves lo netzach kimuva b'ksovim, and that tumma will not be eliminated completely until when Mashiach comes, until death will come to an end. Kimuva b'ksovim, as is explained in the Kisvei Arizal. We know that the nochosh, the snake, is the one that brought death to the world, and it's brought that the word Moshiach is bigimatria nochosh, exactly. That Moshiach is the antithesis of the nochosh. Moshiach is going to be the one who's going to succeed in putting an end completely to the damage, to the destructive effects of the nochosh. However, the tzaddikim in each and every single generation are involved in correcting this a little bit at a time, in repairing the damage that was done by the snake. Ad sheyushlam habirur, until this birur, this rectification will be completed, v'yistakein ho'olam b'shleimus, and the world will be repaired completely. V'rotza Hashem Yisborach la'akev nesinas ha'Torah ad zman tikun ho'olam b'shleimus. And therefore, Hashem wanted to delay giving the Torah publicly and officially until the world would come to its complete tikun, until the world would be repaired completely from the damage of the Eitz Hadas. Uritzoyna Yisborach Hoyo, Shat Sadikim Shebechol Dor Vador, Sheyoidim Lo'ovdoi, Beli Nesina Satoira Kanal, Heim Yekaimu Esoilam. Hashem wanted the tzaddikim of each and every single generation who are able to serve Hashem without the Torah being given publicly in that manner, they should be the ones to sustain the world. V'yelamdu das esoilam, they should teach the people knowledge of Hashem. V'yamshichu emuna boilam, they should bring emuna into the world. V'yoru lehem b'chol dar v'doris haderech yelchu bo, and they would be the ones to teach every single generation of people the right path to go on. Kidei shal yidei zeh yivaru b'chol dar v'dor, v'yizakhu esoilam b'chol pam mehasigim v'apsoilis, so that in each one of the generations, we would correct, we would repair, we would refine the medame and the emuna and purify the world from all the negativity, from all the junk. Ad sheyushlam habiru nifla, ad sheyushlam habiru bishlemus achar elef doer, to the point where after 1,000 generations of tzaddikim working on this, the world would be completed, this birur, this refinement would be completed 100%. Va'oz yitenes ha'toira bebehirus nifla ubehizgalus godol kemoshayyeh lo'osid. And then Hashem would give the Torah with such magnificent clear light and with such an incredible revelation, like it'll be in the future. Sheyizgala oiraisa datika stimo, when the deepest, highest level secrets of Torah will be revealed. Kamaishakos, as the Pasuk says, ki Torah meiti teitse. The Pasuk says in Yeshayahu Navi, speaking about the future, Hashem says the Torah will go forth from Iti. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains that the term Iti over there refers to the highest, highest possible level, the highest secrets of Torah, this attic, this highest level. Ki Hashem Yisborach rotzo shelo yiliten es haTorah ad sheyizdakech ha'olam kol kach. Hashem's initial desire was not to give the Torah before the world gets purified to such an extent where Hashem would be confident that once the Torah was given, the people would never, ever go against it in any way. They would never violate any mitzvah of the Torah. And we would never, chas v'shalom, rebel or go against our commitment with Hashem, which will be the case in the future, after Mashiach comes. Ba'es sheyigala Hashem Yisborach sisrei ha-Torah sheyizgala losid. When Hashem will reveal the hiddenness of the Torah, the hidden secrets of the Torah, which will be revealed in the future, shehu oiraiso da'atikos timor, which is that Torah of the highest, highest level. Sha'al ze nemar, it's about that the Pasuk says in the Navi, V'chorati lohem bris chadosha. I will make with the Jewish people a new covenant. Loi kabris asher korati itom boitzios meretz Mitzrayim. Not like that covenant which I made with the Jewish people when I took them out of Egypt. Asher heim heferu es brisi, which the Jewish people unfortunately went against. They rebelled against it. They broke the covenant. That's the reason why Hashem wanted to delay giving the Torah officially, to wait for 1,000 generations. Kidei shebe'elu hadoyrois yizbarer ho'ilam b'chol pam al yidei atzadikim shebchol dor v'dor kanal. So that during those 1,000 generations, the world would be refined and repaired more and more, again and again. Kidei sheyuchal achar kach legalis es haTorah b'shleimus. So that after those 1,000 generations, Hashem would be able to reveal the Torah in its highest form. Kidei shelo yeferu v'lo yavru oid al haTorah l'olam. So that once the Torah would be given officially, the Jews would never, ever be able to go against it in any way. That was Hashem's original thought, kavyochol. Aval Hashem Yisborach ro she'ein ho'olam niskayim. However, Hashem saw that the world cannot exist for that long without the Torah. Al kein omad unesono le'esrim v'shisha doiris. And therefore, Hashem pushed the date back, and he gave the Torah after 26 generations. Hainu shashim yisborach ro shebavneseinu arabim mizkabrim v'chol dor v'dor ho'azei ponim shebedor. Hashem saw that as a result of our many sins, those wicked people, the mechutzafim, those people that have chutzpah, in every generation, they rise up, shehem oimdim v'cholkim al tzadik. They rise up and they oppose the tzadik. Umalim emoisoi, and they hide him, they cover him, they cause him to remain hidden. Umarchikin hoilam imenu, and they cause the world to be far away, to be distant from this tzadik. V'im kein, and if that's the case, Eichef shelo hoilam l'skayim. How can the world possibly exist? Me'achar she'ein yoidin me'hatzadik. If the vast majority of the people don't know about the tzadik, she'ikar kiyum hoilam al yodai, where he is the most important, significant factor in the existence of the world. He's called yesoid hoilam, the foundation of the world. And we need the tzaddik to lead us on the righteous path. We need the tzaddik to shine into us faith through his Ruach HaKodesh. Ad sheyef shaleita mimenu leskar ve'lov. And once we see that these azeponim, these people that have chutzpah, that they're so powerful, that they succeed in causing people not to know about the tzaddik at all and not to come close to him. Migoidel hamachloikes shemar b'molov. As a result of the major opposition that they oppose this tzaddik, alidei azusam, through their chutzpah, v'riboy loshen hara shalehem, and through all the things, the lies that they tell about the tzaddik. Imkein eich yiskayim hoylam. If that's the case, how's the world going to exist without the Torah and with the tzaddikim being blocked by all of these azeponim? We know that Noach was a great tzaddik. How come the people didn't, when they saw him building an ark, and how come they didn't question him? How come they didn't listen when he told them that there's going to be a flood? Because there were these azeponim, unfortunately. And so too in every generation. Al kein chomal Hashem yisbarach alo ilamoi. Therefore, Hashem had pity on the world. V'nosan ha-Torah koidem zmana. And he gave the Torah to the world, officially and publicly, before the original time that Hashem had in mind. Le'esrim v'shisha doros, after 26 generations. V'yaf al pisha dayin loy nishlam habirur. And even though the fact that there were only 26 generations, the world had not yet been purified from the and corrected from the damage of the Eitz Hadas. V'alkein bevadai yizgaber habaldover lekalkel gam acharkach. And because of that, even after Hashem will give the Torah to the world, things are going to get messed up again. K'moy shehoyo be'emes, as actually happened. Shehizgaber kolkach d'yetz sahara was able to be so strong at she'osu esegel, to the point where the Jews got involved in making a golden calf, an idol. V'chein acharkach b'meraglim, and so too afterwards with the spies that went towards Israel. V'chein achrei Moshe Yehoshua, and so too after Yehoshua passed away, we're told that the Jews experienced a major fall. Ubimei hashoiftim, and during the time of the other leaders, v'shari hadoiros, shezgaber b'chol pam sheyavru Yisrael haTorah, whereby the Eitz Hara rose up in each and every generation, causing the Jewish people to go against the Torah. V'hatikun hoyo b'chol pam al yidei hatzadikim shomdu lehem b'chol dor l'moshiach. And what repaired everything every time, what fixed everything every time, was the tzaddikim that rose up on behalf of the Jewish people to help us. K'moy hashoiftim v'hanaviim v'shar tzaddikim shechol b'chol dor. As the pasuk says, afal pikein ato moroim lo'olam Hashem. That although the power of the Satan is so powerful and these azeponim are so powerful, still, you, Hashem, are always moroim, above. And the Gemara says about this, lo'olam u'lo'olam yotcho al ha'yoina. You, Hashem, will always come out on top. Kashem isborach gedoil ha'etzo Kashem isborach gedoil ha'etzo v'rav ha'alilya. Because Hashem has incredible ideas and plans. And Hashem's wonders and his thoughts are all directed to us, to our salvation. Because with Hashem's great kindness, he prepared the cure before the illness. Zochinu sheyesh lanu koyach lechapeis ulevakeish es hatzadik ha'meshem chol dor v'dor ad sheniska limtzoi soy. By Hashem giving us the Torah when he did, that's what gives us the ability to search for the true tzaddik of each and every generation, to the point where we'll succeed in finding him. V'ideizeh niske lamuna shleima uleskar ve'lev esborach. And through, by coming close to the true tzaddik in each and every generation, will be zeche to complete faith and to come close to Hashem. V'lulei nesina satoira. And were it not for Hashem giving the Torah officially on Har Sinai with all of these magnificent miracles, Even if there were tzaddikim in each and every generation who knew about the Torah and who fulfilled the Torah even before it was given officially, and they were capable of leading us on the right path, and to infuse us with complete faith, and to ensure that the world would exist. With all of those tzaddikim and with all the good that they would do, it wouldn't be enough to allow the world to exist. Because the majority of people would not know at all about the tzaddik, as a result of the power of the chutzpahniks of each and every generation, who oppose the tzaddik, and they say all kinds of nasty things about him, to the point where we wouldn't have the ability to search for and to find the true tzaddik. However, once we already received the Torah on Har Sinai in the manner that we did, which brought about a major Birur Hamedame, this cured us in a big way. And this also shined into us a very, very strong faith in Hashem, in the Torah, in Tzaddikim. This is what empowers us to search for the true Tzaddik in each and every generation, ad sheniske l'skari ve'lov, to the point where we'll be zeche to come close to him. And through him, we'll be zeche to refine and repair and improve the medame completely, kedei levarer ho'emuna, kefi oisei ve'eis v'azman, kefi oisei ador, and to clarify and refine and purify the emuna, the faith, based on that particular time, based on that particular generation. Rav Nosson Zal is still in the middle of the explanation. The next two pages are still going to be clarifying this. So if it's not 100% clear yet, please be patient. Question being asked that in one of the stories of Sipuri Maisius, the story of the exchange children, towards the end of the story, the one who is really the son of the king, the prince, receives an instrument that when this instrument is placed on an animal, it enables the animal to sing an incredible song. And this song, this definitely relates to that song of the future, the rebuke of the tzaddik. One of the ways that this was interpreted by the Breslov Hasidim was that a person, before he comes to the tzaddik, we are the animal, that's the animal. And when this instrument, when the books of the tzaddik, when the teachings of the tzaddik are placed on the person, when the person connects to the teachings of the tzaddik, the person begins to sing to Hashem. The person makes an incredible connection to Hashem. And yes, yesterday, Shvi Shel Pesach, we had Oz Yoshir. The word Yoshir is Yud Shir, the 10 songs. The 10 types of song, which represent that highest level, that song of the future, of which the Tikkun HaKloli that Rabbeinu Zal revealed to us, those 10 chapters of Tehillim, are a taste of that song of the future. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a wonderful week, a new beginning for all of us, Mitzvah.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Sure.
All the best.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.